this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is The Dilemma. Vince Vaughn and Kevin James, they're best buds. Problem is, Vince sees Kevin's wife doing a little something-something with another man. So he decides to find out what's really going on and then maybe tell Kevin what's up. Not as easy as it sounds.
I just saw my best friend's wife with another man.
How you like me now?
Oh my God.
You've got to tell him. It's guy code, man.
Hey, Ronnie.
Where are you?
I'm doing all different kinds of things now with all the nice people.
Why do you sound like you're on medication?
Now, guys always seem to make things so complicated. In Girlland, this would be easy. Tell your best friend, kick the guy to the curb, and find the new Mr. Right. But no, guys have to overcomplicate things by, you know, over-orchestrating the big stakeout, over-rehearsing what you're going to say to keep yourself from looking like the bad guy, and then after all that, you get the whole thing wrong anyway. But that can make for some pretty decent comedy. Now, usually these two guys do a decent relationship comedy, if you don't count that movie The Grown-Ups. And Ron Howard does some good directing, so this one might just work. But in real life, here's a little secret for you guys out there. If you have girl problems, ask a girl what to do. Don't count on your buddies to figure it out. Now onto the first superhero movie of the year, The Green Hornet, starring Seth Rogen. And his wealthy father suddenly dies, and he's trying to figure out how to move on with things. And he ends up in the wrong place at the right time, which begins his new life as a masked superhero.
Think about this, Kato.
We've been completely wasting our potential. This city needs our help. We could be heroes. Here's what will make us different. We will pose as villains to get close to the bad guys. That way, no one will suspect we're really the good guys.
Okay, so my favorite part of this movie is the Green Hornet's trusty partner, Kato. You know, he kind of holds the movie together with making the cool cars, gadgets, and kicking the booty of the bad guys. Problem is, though, kind of hard to understand what he was saying, but not to worry, because Seth repeats everything he says, which is probably why the movie's 2 hours long. But there's Seth. Could he really pull off being that superhero? Well, not really. I get why he stars in the movie, because he wrote the movie, but overall, this superhero movie, well, it's kind of boring and pretty cheesy. One good thing, though, I did give some serious thought to what I'd call myself if I was a superhero. I'm thinking Pink Poodle or Blue Butterfly. I know, not very imposing, but think of the cute costumes I could have. So at our Movie Night Traffic Light, the Green Hornet is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.